Well, hey, good morning to everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my goodness, as always, every Wednesday, I'm super excited about being with you guys. I look forward to it every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys so much. I hope you had a very exciting weekend, a restful weekend. As you know, Black Panther movie came out. That was all the buzz of the weekend, but I hope you did get you some rest on President's Day and just kind of take it easy to prepare for the rest of the week. I'm so excited about the weather here in D.C. We are at a whopping, I'm in awe, because last week it was kind of cold and it was raining the whole weekend, but yesterday and today we were in the 70s. Today we are going all the way up to 79 degrees, mostly cloudy, and it's going to be mostly sunny around 2 p.m. this afternoon. Detroit, Michigan, where I am from. Glad I'm not there right now, though. You are, because we had this weather last week. The week before last was particularly 39 degrees and raining. Your high is going to be 40 degrees and raining all day. Richmond, Virginia, you're 71 degrees. Your high and cloudy right now. You're going to be 77 degrees. Your high today and mostly sunny. 78 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy. And you're going all the way up to 81 degrees. I got love for my London folks. London, you are 44 degrees and you are cloudy. And your high is going to be 44 degrees where you are right now. All right, Atlanta, Georgia, 69 degrees. You are cloudy and your high is going to be 74. You're expecting 30% of showers. All right, I can go on and on and on because we're a worldwide station. But if I have not mentioned your city or your state or your country, I tell you what, I love you and so glad that you are tuning in to the show today. All right, well, listen. We got a spectacular show today. We got the International Gospel Group Last Call is going to be joining us from Bermuda. They're going to be joining us, talking to us about their projects and what they got going on. Tell us a little bit about themselves. If you don't know, you're going to know today. I told you, you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We got Estelle Gant. She's going to be bringing the spoken word. And you know my girl, Gina G, comedian, co-host, voted number one female in Florida, is going to be joining us as well. She's going to be bringing the trending topics. She's going to also be bringing us what she say. So I'm excited about that. All right. Well, listen, I got a little word for you today. But first, I got to give this sponsor announcement. Okay, Doug, I see. All right, talking to my producer. Okay, so listen, if you want luxurious hair, all textures, I'm talking about wet and wavy, Brazilian, straight, bone straight, you need to go check out my girl Dewan at Salon Dewan. She's at 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14 in Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. You need to check her out. She has been featured on Fox News. She's doing wonderful things for the community. As far as those that are dealing with cancer and their hair, she's making wigs and glamming them up. If you want to check her out, you need to call her at 202-802-3098. She has all kind of products, the Glam Super Grow, Scalp Rejuvenator, Conditioning, Detangling Spray, Pure Coconut Oil, Control Your Edges. She's got it all. I love the Control Your Edges, though. I really do. So listen, if you want to check out Salon Dewan, call Dewan at 202-802-3098. And her address is 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. All right. Now, the message that I have for you guys is really good because I've been dealing with it, right? God has been really dealing with me on a lot of things. I mean, like seasonal, like clockwork. It's always something that a new development. I thought I was delivered from, or I thought I was over something, or I didn't know it was there. He's been dealing with different issues. How many know that we got stuff so deep that we don't even realize it? That's why he's all knowing. We got generational stuff that we deal with. We have all kind of iniquity from our forefathers all the way back to Adam and Eve. And sometimes you just be like, what? where did that come from? Who is that person? Well, it depends on if some kind of issue pops up, or maybe he just allows things to come up so he can deal with it. And what I've been finding is that, you know, I've been asking God, like, really, what is this? Well, listen, he says that people will be set free by the words of your testimony. And so you got to have a testimony to set people free. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and find you some trouble. I'm not saying that. Don't go looking for trouble. Don't just go out disobeying God just because you done got fed up. But there's something in the midst of whatever is putting pressure on you. And it's some things that comes up when pressure arises. What will you do? What source will you turn to? Will you turn to your own stuff, your old ways, somebody else's saying? Would you just throw in a towel and just say, I just need to release myself right now. I need to just, you know, do what I want to do for a minute. I deserve it. I'm going through and, you know, God's taking too long. Or are you waiting on God? Are you patiently saying, Lord, I know that you know what I'm going through. I know you know what I'm feeling. And I'm going to stand still and watch you save this situation. Save me from this situation. Save my household from this situation. Save, you know, my child from this situation. I'm going to stand still. Well, I haven't always stood still. I'm just going to be honest with you. I haven't. I've gotten frustrated. I've gotten angry. I've wanted to throw in a towel. I've said, what's the point? Why am I even doing this? You know, what's the point? Maybe this is all I'm doing. And, you know, God is always faithful to allow you to go through these things so he can show himself mighty. And I'm going to give you a couple examples, because I know that a lot of people in the church will not agree with what I'm saying. You know, people like to fake it till they make it. You know, the Bible does say, call those things that be not as though they were. But even Jesus, when he ran into the pressure of things, he wanted to give up. If this cup should pass by me, not my will, but your will. He was asking God, please let it be your will, because this is pressure on me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is a message I know that I'm receiving from myself. I look at Jesus as an example. He resisted the proud. You know, I think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They acted like they had it all together. And when they, I love when God had the men standing there up in front of the prostitute. And he said, those without sin cast the first stone, and not one person can cast the stone. Not one. Now, whatever their sin was, they could not cast the first stone. And most of those men may have been the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and some in between. But none of them could cast the first stone. And that tells me right there that even in the midst of you looking like you got it all together, churchy, you talking churchy, you acting churchy, and you acting like nothing is going on within you, there's no pains, there's no fragmented areas, there's no wounds, there's no scars, there's no issues. I'm not saying hold on to the past. I'm not saying, you know, that you should just keep reminiscing over things from the past. I'm talking about where you are right now. If there's some disappointments, if there's some things that you may be afraid of, and you're not operating in pure faith, but you're acting out of faith fear. Come on, somebody. That there's some issues there. If you're nervous, if you are worrying, I mean, all of these things, how are you dealing with these things? I think about also how, you know, Jesus really walked with those that wanted more of him. It wasn't about acting like you had it all together. It's not about saying the right things. It's really, really humbling yourself. And a lot of people may be afraid of exposure. You know, the devil does want to mock you, does want to talk about you, does want to backstab you, does want to take you through the mud, and whatever you reveal of your vulnerability, he will try to infiltrate on that. I get that. But there is some people that God has put in your life that you should be able to humble yourself with and be able to seek their anointing for your rejuvenation or your restoration. I mean, we're iron sharpens iron. There should be a place that you should feel safe, that you can let your guard down, that you can be free enough to be confident. Because when you're acting a part, it puts a guard up. You're not living free. You're living bound. But when you're free enough to release something, you talk to God. God has people that love you from a father's heart that love you, and you are able to talk about, well, this is what I'm struggling with. And that person can speak to you with a fatherly love from God, then that releases you from the bondage of pretending. It's not like you got to let it out. It's wisdom, you know, to protect yourself, but it's also bondage if you are guarding yourself that way. And I think about, you know, Peter, and I think about Paul when he says, I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I want to do, I don't do. Who's going to deliver me? And he was talking to God. He said, oh, I'm wretched, but you're going to deliver. You know I'm messed up, but you can are the only person that can deliver me. You picked me up when I was a murderer. You picked me up when I thought I had it all together. You transformed my thinking. You removed the scales from my eyes. It was you that took me through a process, and it will be you that will continue to take me through the process. So I'm telling you today, be encouraged that you're not alone. A lot of people thought coming in this year, everything was going to be different. Things were going to be like, you know, magically like, whoop, I'm in a new season and I'm new again, you know, but God is preparing us for something great. He's preparing us for more responsibilities. He's preparing us, you know, he's maturing us. He's increasing us in wisdom and knowledge. And some of us learn through experience, and some of us, you know, get it as soon as he mentions it. But it's always an experience that I think of, that each and every one of Abraham, David, Moses, it was always through an experience, and God showed himself mightily. So don't be afraid to experience, and don't be ashamed if you fall, if you fail. Get back up and just believe God that he will not withhold a good thing from you, and that he will complete the good work that he started. And remember, he says that he presents us faultless before his presence. Okay, so just remember that he calls you righteous. So if you want him, keep striving for more of him. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't throw in a towel. Don't feed into the lies of the adversary. God is not giving up on you, and he will not stop loving you. So I just want you to know that he is with you always. And I'm not talking about those that are acting like they're not sinning. I'm not talking to those that are deliberately disobeying God and want to continue to live, you know, making reasons with it. I'm talking to those that struggle with, I don't like the sin within me, like Paul, you know, even Peter, you know, when he repented to Jesus about, you know, turning away from him and denying him. I mean, he knows everything. So I just want you to really just be encouraged. And just one more thing, remember Noah. After he was obedient to God and he built the ark, he built that ark in obedience from the way that God wanted it. He got drunk on that same boat that God saved his whole entire family. He got drunk. He overindulged. And he had two sons. One of them, you know, was mocking him. And look at dad, he's naked, you know, revealing all his nakedness and all his, you know, flaws, and just, you know, making mockery out of him. But the other son took something and covered him. So I want you to use that anytime you fall short, yeah, the devil wants to mock you. Yes, he wants to, you know, ruin your character. Yes, he want to lie on you. And yes, he wants you to feel like you're a failure and that you didn't do anything right ever. And that, you know, what's the point? But God is the one that covers you by his grace. So I want you to remember that no matter what it is, it may seem like all the world knows that you're whack. But guess what? God doesn't care how wretched or whack or how flawed you are. He wants you to keep coming to him so he can continue to protect you and cover you. And that's my message for today. I hope it blessed you. I normally don't even go this long, but I just felt that so in my spirit. And I just really pray that it just touches your life. Okay. Right now, we're going to go ahead and listen to Last Call, because this is a great song. I know it's going to encourage you. We're going to listen to this, and then we're going to be joined with them so they can talk to us about everything about Last Call, about themselves and how they got into the gospel arena and what God has done for them. And I hope that this whole show encourages you to not give up. Okay, we're going to go ahead and listen to a taste of Last Call song.
sets free is truly free indeed. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. No restrictions or no bondages are holding me. God has changed my life, and with my voice I'll sing. I've got my freedom.
All right, I got my freedom. Woo! I love it. What a timely, timely song to play. So glad to have you joining us. Last call. How are you today?
Hello, how are you? Doing good. We're doing good.
We are so glad that you are joining us here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a powerful message. I got my freedom. Tell us a little bit about that particular song, I Got My Freedom, and how did it come about?
Well, that was probably one of the first songs that we actually decided to record on our debut album. So basically, we love to have high energy, high praise. We love to be energized, and we love the concept of freedom. And it seemed like throughout the inception of Last Call, which has been about two and a half years ago, God has just been speaking to us about freedom, that we need to release a sound of freedom over this world. You know, a lot of people are living bound and yoked, and so I believe that it is the anointing that destroys every yoke, and so we decided to write about it, and you know, hence came I Got My Freedom. So it's a declaration, and we're excited about that. We also have t-shirts that say it, so we see people wearing that, and it's almost like a movement in and of itself.
I love it. Well, listen, I know that people will want to know, because there's two of them in this group, Last Call, and I hope I'm saying his name right, Tricray?
I'm Tricray.
Tricray. I was close.
Tricray, yeah, there you go.
It's such a unique, nice name. I love that, Tricray. That is beautiful. And Adrian are part of the group, Last Call, and you guys have been together for how long?
In August, it will be 3 years.
In August, 3 years? How did y'all meet?
Yes. Oh, how did we meet?
How did you guys come together?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we met a few years ago. We actually met, we had mutual friends that invited us to the same event. That was our initial meeting. And a little ways after that, actually, Tricray came to the church that I was attending, New Creation. And that's where we forged the bond, became friends. And we started to sing together in you know, different plays and concerts and just during praise and worship. But we really didn't become close or last call until about 2.5 years ago, after a deep-rooted discussion about basically where we saw ourselves in the future, what we wanted to do with our lives. And we noticed that through that conversation that a lot of the things were similar. And so pretty much God put this thing together. You know, he had our path placed right in front of us, and we just walked in it pretty much.
I love it. You guys, and for you guys that don't know, Last Call is based out of Bermuda. And so they have played and did shows for Tasha Cobbs, Anthony Brown, Dietrich Haddon. I mean, so many you guys have opened up for, and that your ministry is just, you've been in cities all over the United States and done conferences even in Kenya. So how does it feel that everything is taking off and what God is doing with you guys since you come together?
You know something, and this is Tricray talking now, it's just amazing, and it's humbling, because it's something that we've both desired, like, forever, you know what I mean? And so to finally see God's prophetic word over our lives coming to pass right before us is absolutely breathtaking. And but more importantly, it's humbling, because we never want to get into a place where it's all about us and it's about the fame and it's about the lights. It's about him. You know, we are simply just messengers that want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through song. We want to hide behind his cross so that people can see him. And so we work very hard to get this music out to the world and lead people into his presence. And then most recently, we have collaborated with Apostle Verl Howard, who has kind of taken us under her wing. And, you know, she's helping to basically fulfill that prophetic word, which is over our lives, that we will go to the nations. And so we're just thankful. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be saved. And it's a great time to be in Last Call.
I know. I'm excited. I love Apostle Verl Howard. We go way back, and I mean, definitely gifted and anointed, and I know everything that God allows her to put her hands on ends up, you know, being a true blessing to the multitude. So I'm definitely excited, you know, to be connected with her as well, because I've seen what God has done through her hands, and it's just been amazing. So you guys are in good hands. Tell you that. You are in good hands. You are definitely in good hands. So listen, we're very excited about this interview, because a lot of people come to find out they know you. So Gina G is my co-host, and she has a question. I wanted to ask you, so do you have anything that's going to be going on in the near future with how can, you know, people find out what you got going on in the States? Are you going to be anywhere in the States soon?
Well, our most recent thing that we're doing in the States is we're going to be at the Salar Awards. I know that we have a showcase there, and also we'll be doing some other things there. But if you want to check that out, if you want to see where we are, what we're doing, you can follow us at Last Call Worship on all social media. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We also have a website, lastcallworship.com. And there we'll put our dates up and everything that we're doing. But we're definitely staying busy. Apostle Howard has us moving.
You'll be able to catch them soon, and I am so glad, because I'll be seeing you guys at the Stellar Awards. Yay!
We're excited about that. We are so excited. And also, if anyone wants us to come and minister to the church, they can actually contact Apostle Verl Howard, and her number is 910-644-1824.
Absolutely.
And also, Verl920@AOL.com. So, yeah, come hang out with us, man. We're excited about what God is doing.
Yes. All right, Gina, you with us now?
Hello, fellas. How are you today?
We're doing good. How are you?
I am doing well, as you Bermudians say. I am married to a Bermuda man
by
the name of Tywan Burgess.
Ty, I know Ty. Ty went to school with me.
So he definitely told me to say hello to you. Yes.
Up, Taiwan. Okay. I hope he's listening. Yeah, man. Yeah, we go. I mean, I've known Taiwan since I was 5 years old. This is Chakray talking, by the way.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Wow. It's a small world.
It's a small world, you guys. It's big, but it's small.
So yeah. I do have a question. With you guys being from Bermuda, which I know is the most beautiful island in the world, with the pink sandy beaches and the clear water and the caves, so I know how beautiful it is, but how do you guys feel with being able to go worldwide, being from such a small hidden gem like Bermuda?
This is Adrian speaking. Like Chakray stated before, like, we're really excited and grateful that God has elevated our ministry beyond the shores of Bermuda. We love this place. We love the people. We love the ministry. But we definitely think that we have something different to take to the world. We've both individually and together gotten words about our ministry going to the ends of the earth. So to see God starting to fulfill that promise is amazing. And our style is a bit more unique, a bit different. I think we talk a little bit different also than some others. You know, we have a little accent going on, so thank God for that. But we're just excited to share what God has shared with us. And whenever we do, people are just over the moon with it. And we're just grateful for what God has given us. And we look forward to seeing all the different places in the earth. So we're just excited about it.
I know. Are you guys, either one of you, look very young. And for those that have not seen you, they're probably Googling you right now. They're very handsome. Are either one of you married, dating? Are you just focused on the ministry? Well, you know, that is a part of ministry as well. But has God advanced you in that yet? Or are you just focusing on the gospel?
This is Adrian speaking. Yes. I am a newlywed. Yeah, I'm a newlywed. I am 7 months into my beautiful marriage. I want to shout out to my wife, Mikey. but I am married, and I'll let Chakray talk on his status. And I am courting.
I am courting. I would like to shout out to Capri. And yeah, so God is moving in that area as well.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
One day soon I'll be able to say I'm married, but we're going to let God, you know, dictate that, of course. But yes, I am courting.
He called us to have a full life, right? All for his glory. So there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, you know, with Gina, she's married to a Bermuda man. I said, shoot, I need to go to Bermuda.
They're very rare. They're very rare men. I can say that.
They believe in marriage.
That's funny.
And that's a good thing. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you on, both of you, Tri-Cray and Adrian. What happened?
You don't get it.
Tri-Cray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Tri-Cray,
it's sorry.
It's such a unique name. It's my accent. It's like apple, you know, it's like tomato, tomato, dolls and dolls.
Yeah. Oh, it's all good.
I'm from Detroit, and I got a little country twang to me. I apologize.
Fine, I promise.
Okay, so they are from Last Call. I love you guys, and I'm so glad that Apostle Verl Howard booked you on here. It's so great. If you want more of Last Call, please go and follow them on where can they follow you?
You can follow us on Instagram, Last Call Worship, social media everywhere, Facebook, also our website, www.lastcallworship.com, and Twitter.
All right. I'm going to follow you, and I can't wait to see you and at the Stellar Awards, and we got to take pictures and all of that. And listen, you guys are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are now family, so anything you got going on, just call us up, and we'll go ahead and let the world know what you got popping, okay?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
They have to do a drop with those accents, Gina. You can't let them go without doing a drop with those accents.
Yeah. Do a drop. Doug, make sure you get a drop from Last Call. He'll tell you what to say, okay?
Not a problem. Sounds good to us.
All right, love. Okay, we'll see you soon. We'll be there at the Stellas.
All right, see you next month.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was so good. They were cute.
That's that island skin, Gina.
I know. I love the accent, and I love they're just so polite, and just loved it. It's a great interview. Very light and cute.
They're British, you know. It's a British colony, so they have that whole queen over there, you know, taking charge of their island. So it's really, really, it's a really cool accent. It's a mixture of everything, it sounds like to me.
I love it. Well, listen, tell us what she say. What's going on today?
Well, what she say? I'm going to have to say it because it is a lot going on. Now, there is a young lady who has dropped a sex tape. Am I able to say that? Is that clean enough? How can
she
I clean it up enough? She dropped a sex tape.
Oh, cool.
So my what she say It's out here for the women, for the young ladies in the generation under me, above me, and above me. We're not going to do this, okay? It is 2018, and we are going to keep the covenant, the nice body that the good Lord has given us to borrow because it is not ours, and we're going to cover it up, okay? I'm not saying you have to go around with the sheets from head to toe. But what we're going to do is we're going to respect ourselves, ladies. It is 2018. There is no way that we should be letting anyone take any pictures or any recordings of us in our natural state. This is crazy, Dr. Gina. I am just so appalled that we are still going through this with women, especially with so many women doing empowerment movements of all colors, of all races, and we still getting caught out here with our pants down, literally. So what she say? Yes, she said it. Leave your clothes on, lady. It is full disclosure. It is for your husband. It is for your mate. It is not for you to flaunt around for everybody to see. What she say? I said it, Dr. Gina. Keep them clothes on, ladies. And stop letting these men record you and take pictures and talking about just send it to me. It's for my eyes only, because you know it ain't going to be for his eyes only. You know it ain't going to be. It's going to be for the internet eyes and the world. So So, ladies, I just want to be positive and send some energy to you and just tell you to cover up. This is not our body. We are borrowing this, okay? The Lord is, this is a shell, and we must take care of it while our souls are inside. So keep your clothes on.
Keep your clothes on. That's a fact. I mean, it's this nowadays, it's really spreading out like that, especially even with these young girls. I heard several stories of young girls that are letting these little boys take pictures of them in the act of stuff, and it'll ruin and change your life. I mean,
it'll ruin and change your life. You're right.
To be out there. I mean, and then I know exactly who you're talking about. You're talking about China Doll.
And yes, Black China, honey. Oh my goodness.
And I'm just really sad about it because, you know, the fact is that, you know, she's already gotten, you know, she got the kids and everything. I don't understand what's the point.
I don't understand the point at all. And with all this internet stuff, we've seen everything already because you have shown so much. But this is just too far. This, ladies, we really have to start respecting ourselves and our bodies and just having a little bit more common sense with the choices we make with the men we make them with.
Wow. I'm trying to tell you. Well, listen, I don't blame you for saying what she say on that. I'm with you. I ain't even shy. I'm going to say good kudos to you.
I had to what she said because I said it, Dr. Gina. You know, you're a woman of God, and you know, you dress accordingly, not only to you being a woman, but according to your age group. And you know, you just have so many, you know, queen qualities about yourself. And I just wish more women, you know, young and old, would just kind of put people like you in their forefront and be able to, you know, go off of what you're doing. Do you understand? Like, you know, let me look at Dr. Gina and see what she has on. Let me see the steps that she's taking, you know, and follow those steps. But it's crazy that we get the, you know, the different ones, you know, that all the young kids are trying to follow. So, I mean, because you know you be fly from the Chic Shack, honey. You know you be fly. But
I think that it's an act of brokenness when people do that. It's definitely something else going on. And I think that a lot of times they don't really know what it is. I think that a lot of people end up there going through some kind of, you know, depression or some kind of hurt. You know, I don't really know what she's gone through dealing with this whole Kardashian situation. It's a whole bunch behind them, the Kardashians itself, because there's such a powerful family. And yeah. I don't know the phone calls, and I don't know the texts, and I don't know the emails, and I don't know what's being whispered and being said. But I'm sure that as tough as she may be, and as, you know, hard as it may seem that she is, I mean, she comes from DC. She was a stripper at one point. You know, so that in itself, I don't know if the father was around. I don't really know what kind of childhood stuff is going on. But if you haven't allowed yourself to go through a healing and you don't know God, really, like, you haven't walked with him. I mean, people say, I know him. I got saved when I was 3. I was saved when I was 10. But until you really get to know him, you know, that's when transformations happen. That's when convictions happen. And, you know, that's when you know that you're wrong. You know that you're wrong. I got to change, you know, help me be different, you know. And I don't know how many aha moments she done had, but I know that, you know, something is going on. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Something is going on, and it's just a pattern that's repeating, and it's just getting worse. So I just pray that, you know, for those of you that may not be a China Doll, you're not famous, and you think that, you know, you're nobody knows your name, and, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. Yes, it does. You know, God wants to love on you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to transform you. And even me, you know, I still go through transformation periods. I still go through, you know, where that little girl, that broken, you know, teenager, that hurt 20-something year old, you know, comes out. You know what I mean? And I have to remember that but I'm not that person. I have to remember that God, you know, is with me, and I'm not by myself. I'm not going through stuff alone. So you know, a lot of times people, you know, they trust people and they want somebody to say certain things. And I don't know how the guy ended up getting pictures of her or taking a video, but I know that these young girls, I mean, you know, my son is telling me that his pictures floating around of girls, you know, now doing, you know, sexual
acts. In middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's, you know, it's real. I mean, it is really real. I mean, you know, the enemy is busy trying to destroy the vessels that carry and birth, you know, the seed carriers. So it's kind of like, you know, if the women are so broken and so wounded, you know, and if the seeds are polluted with herpes and all of this other stuff, then, you know, if people are drugged up and, you know, it's just... The adversary is just polluting the earth with, you know, a lot of hurt and pain, a lot of hurt and pain, a lot of disappointment. It's really deep. It's really deep. So because we're Dr. Gina's radio chat, I'm so glad that you brought that subject up because it's so, so relevant right now. I mean, I just saw a picture of a little girl that I've known that was in an act that a boy took of her and spread it all over the place. You know, so it just last week. So I just feel like it's just something that's happening right now. And the more we talk about it, the more we encourage that one little girl, that one grown woman, you know, that one middle-aged woman to not do it.
That's right.
Because I don't think guys even care about their penises being spread all over the place. I really don't.
No.
I think it's a double standard with that. I honestly do. I do think so. You know, but I just, if we could just start off with the females, you know, maybe that'll encourage the men not to do it anymore.
Right. I agree.
Because you take a picture of a guy and show it to somebody, you know what I mean?
They like it. Yeah. They feel like the man, you know, and when once they do something to a woman, you know, and it is double standard. I believe that it's definitely double standard with so many avenues of the world, but definitely when it comes to that type of content, because, you know, the men feel like they can do, well, some, let me just say that, they can do whatever they want to do, even if they sleep with multiple women or they date multiple women or they do all this. Now, as soon as a woman does the same thing, I mean, she is just drugged through the dirt, and it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, she's barred, banded, you know, just forgotten about. Yep, exactly. That's what I was saying earlier today, cast a stone. Well, this was good. I mean, and it's something, actually, I want to get somebody on that can maybe, like a therapist or some sort that can maybe talk about you know the worldly point of view as well as spiritual, because I think that, you know, because it's coming so close to home for me, like I said, you know, the young lady, I knew her from when she was 5 and 6 years old, and to see that, you know, just broke my heart. And then when I talked to my son about it and let him know that he could, if he ever was involved in anything like that, not that he is, but if he ever got tempted, you know, into anything like that, or anybody that he knows, charges can be pressed against you because that is child pornography.
That's right. And these boys have to be careful. They have to save themselves, because I'm telling you, she's suing now. She's suing the gentleman, but, you know, they don't know. They're going to have to, the argument's going to be, did she know or not? And it's going to be her word against his. So that's a tough one.
Wow. It's awful. Because once they take the picture and it's on their phone, it's their picture. You know what I mean? It's not like something that was stolen. You were there. You know, it's really whack. It's whack. But, you know, okay. Well, listen, all day, sis. But listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Estelle with Spoken Word coming up next. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
My name is Priest Tyre, coming to you from Mama's Boy. I want to say thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
If you have ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me they love my blouses. Then you need to know that I get all of my blouses from the Chic Shack at 1230 H Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at www.thechicshack.com and Instagram at The Chic Shack and Facebook The Chic Shack. Go check them out. I love my blouses, all of them from The Chic Shack. Check them out. All right, listen, Estelle, we are ready for that spoken word, girl.
Today I would like to present a spoken word, and I would like to dedicate this to our black men, and it's called A Tribute to Black Men, and I wrote this poem for Black History Month just to encourage our brothers. And this poem reads, he diametrically opposes being defined by name brand. Instead of going into debt to own flamboyance, he owns 400 acres of land. No mule, yet he rules with a black fist, breaking all the rules of his oppressor that tries to make him feel lesser than a man. And he checks them well by quoting the words of First Lady Michelle, when they go low, we go high. Some may wonder and ask the question why, because there's a generation that comes behind him, and it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men who pretend that their melanin doesn't offend. He set trends for other black men to love their skin, and because he truly wants to see them win. Censorship is the worst type of execution. Rich mahogany shades, and maybe that's why they threw the hand grenade to destroy his home. He dances to the beat of the drum and the acoustic rings of a tambourine. He worships the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Though he went 400 years without a comb, he now sports groomed tresses. His masculine scent is blessed. He smells like success. He is Frederick Douglass. He is Mandela. He is President Obama. He is a strong man that God created. Hallelujah, that God elevated. He is a strong black man.
Woo! Woo! All right.
Snap. got my snap.
That was good. Estelle, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. That was awesome. If you want to book Estelle, how can they get you, girl?
You can always reach me. I'm on Facebook at I'm Estelle Monroe Gant on Facebook, or For Real Gant on Twitter. And that's the number 4, Real Gant, G-A-N-T-T, at Twitter. So you can always reach me.
I love when you come on, don't you, Gina G?
I love it, girl. Just snapping in the deep formation.
Well, I felt compelled to write a poem to our men. So many women, we're praying for our men, and we have a spirit of expectation in 2018 that God is going to bring some strong black men who know who they are into the church for the women that's praying and waiting for them.
Amen to that. Right.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Dr. Gina over there dancing.
Amen to that. Well, listen, love you until next time. I can't wait till you come back. Can't wait to see you soon, girl.
That sounds good to me. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you.
God bless. Bye-bye now. Okay, so now we got to go right into, after that, you know, the brothers need to hear that. We were just talking about them. Some of them taking pictures of their thing. So
so we'll call the strong ones out now. We'll call the strong ones out.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully they'll want to be strong, you know, like Obama and all that, who ain't taking pictures of their thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Jeez Louise. Keep it in your pants. Oh, my God. Anyway, what's trending, girl?
There is so much trending. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you what's going on now. We have, now, of course, you've heard, all over the world has heard about, of course, the mass shooting. Now, our president of the United States, the orange man, is blaming the FBI, blaming the school for the shooting. He is not trying to do anything with these gun laws that we have here in America. I mean, which is just horrible. In other countries, you are not able to go and purchase any type of rifle, military, semi-automatic, anything of that sort. That boy was 19 years old and was able to walk into that store and purchase it like he purchased a pack of gum. So our president of the United States is not trying to take accountability. He is blaming the FBI for getting, you know, because they were already told that the young gentleman was, you know, making threats on Facebook, via Instagram, and they've been to the house several times and they've never done anything. So right now the big thing here in America is trying to get the gun laws in control. The students here are doing walk out. So they're walking out of class. They're laying in front of, you know, the White House. And I just want to pray for this country, because I really don't see gun laws changing. Just because this is America, we were built on stealing, shooting, killing, and lying. So I don't know if the gun laws are going to change, because that's what this country is built on. Lord, help us.
God, help us, Jesus.
Help us, Jesus. You know, your guy, Russell Simmons, who is the guy from Def Jam, who started a lot of comedians' careers. He has been on hiatus in Bali. And I want to just bring this to your attention, because he says right now he's taking a break from all social media, all of the drama. He wants to be a more youthful servant to God. So he has taken a break, and he has, I think, suspended like his Instagram accounts and, you know, things of that nature, so that he can, you know, get right with the Lord and get itself together. So it doesn't matter how you get there. Just please get there. So I know you've seen, did you get a chance to see Black Panther?
I did.
And what did you think?
I thought that it was amazing. I really did. I enjoyed the graphics. I love, you know, I think I was looking at, I love, you know, that it was full of color. I love that it was, you know, all rays of our brown shades. And, you know, it was a lot of women in there doing a lot of things.
Yes.
Of our, I really enjoyed seeing that transition in us being superheroes. You know,
right, that highlighted in a great level.
Yes, I really, really enjoyed that. And I loved just everything about it. The action and the storyline was good. I want to see it again because I really feel like I underestimated it a lot. When I say that, I don't mean it because it's a black film, you know, with a black, you know, a lot of our race in there. I mean that I really want to see the things that I miss. Like, I don't feel like, I think I was more lax with it. Like, I was just, you know, being entertained by it. But now I want to just dissect it. Like, I want to, see, like, every single thing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know it was going to be things that I was going to be like, dang, I wonder what that mean. Or I didn't see that part. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really did not. I took it for granted. I think I should say that. I want to see it again to really suck it in. You know.
Yes, and it was amazing. Not only you thought it was amazing, but in the UK, the box office 4 million in one day. That is how much it brought in the UK. Over the world, it has brought in $294 million.
Absolutely amazing.
This movie is, you know, it's been the number one Marvel opening of all times. It's been the number one in the pre-sale tickets. I mean, people were, you know, selling out theaters for schools, for Boys and Girls Club, just for anyone that this movie could encourage. So I just want to just send a great shout out to, you know, everyone involved. Will Smith, he actually posted something on Instagram about the cast and just, you know, gave them a huge, you know, shout out and a thank you for making a great film, because, you know, he played Hancock, which is also a Marvel character where he was a superhero that he had to, you know, he had to overcome some obstacles, you know, being an alcoholic and things like that. So they're all in the Marvel family. So I'm just, I mean, kudos to them with Black Panther. It was such a great thing. They had the All-Star Weekend, you know, in Los Angeles over the weekend. You know, the All-Star, they did a basketball game. They did all kind of stuff, you know, all celebrities. What'd you say?
Fergie stole the whole thing.
Oh, honey, you know that was the next thing rolling off my tongue. Poor Fergie. She didn't went up there and messed up the national anthem for America. So I don't know if any other country out there has an anthem to please replace ours, because Fergie killed it. Honey, I don't know what she was trying to do. They said she was trying to redo what Marvin Gaye did, you know, back in the 70s. But honey, it didn't work. And she didn't mean for it. She said she was trying something different. And I mean, people were laughing. It sounded horrible. I don't know what she was trying, but you heard it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and this girl's got awards and a lot of money. And all I'm saying is I need somebody to give me a contract, because I know I can sing this better than that.
Poor girl,
she had it bad.
Well, because, you know, I heard a lot of her in it. I've listened to a couple of her songs that I do like when she was by herself. And she's put a lot of her in it. Like, you know, I don't know. It didn't go well. So
it didn't go well. You're so sweet.
I'm excited about going to go see, you know, back to Black Panther. I'm excited about going to see it again because, you know, like I say, I know me, and I know when I go to a movie, I'm going to the movie, but I'm going for the fun of it. I got my girlfriends with me. You know what I mean? It was
popcorn, snacks, not really paying attention. Yeah.
My mind on stuff, what we going to do afterwards, what we going to do. But I want to go with my son and see. He had the experience with, he went to 4D, where he actually got feel the wind and the motion and, you know, it was an amazing experience. And I was like, well, I want to experience that. So I want him and I to go and do, you know, repeat that. I want to repeat that with him.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. He said it was so awesome. And I was like, why is your movie $26 and mine is $13?
4D. He had Michael. I'm mad because he had Michael B. Jordan all in his face and couldn't even appreciate it. There were some fine young men in that movie. Oh my goodness.
It was a great weekend. I think it took our minds off of a lot of things that had happened, like you mentioned before, the school shooting and, you know, our president and just everything, and even our own stuff for a minute, you know, just to, you know, it was an event. It was something that all of us could attend. We, you know, everybody rallied together, heard to make sure kids that wouldn't be able to go normally, they were able to go. So I think it was just something in the air this weekend that made President weekend more about us and, you know, life and empowerment and there, you know, just identity, you know, just people coming into their identity and their worth and their value. And I just think that it was just such an important weekend. And even those right now that may have had a rough couple of days after that, and maybe you didn't see it quite that way. That's really what I believe God is releasing in the atmosphere for us that don't feel like our lives mean anything or we are just powerless. I pray that, you know, you get something out of this movie and take it away that it does and can apply to your life, you know, as well. So be empowered. That's all I got to say about that. We're going to take a commercial break before we go and say our goodbyes and where Gina can tell us where they, all of that. So we'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Kiki Wyatt. All right, where are you going to be at this weekend, Gina?
Well, this weekend, actually, I don't have anything the weekend, but what I do have is tonight I'm going to be at Unwind Wednesdays at 3-in-1 Cafe. That's at the West Oaks Mall. And then Thursday, I'm going to be at Orlando's number one soul food restaurant, Chef Eddie's, which is downtown right next to the Amway Center. So this weekend, I'm kind of freed up for now, but today and tomorrow, I am busy.
All right, as usual. It don't matter if the weekend, during the week, you always got something on your calendar in the month. She's 15 things you got going on. How can they follow you?
You can follow me at all social media at Gina G Too Funny. On Facebook, it's Gina G T-O-O Funny. And on Instagram, it's the number 2. So Gina G Too Funny. What you got going on, Dr. Gina?
Girl, I got nothing but football stuff with my son this weekend. I'm telling everybody now, the only thing that I got coming up is going to be the Stellar Awards, where Dr. Gina's Radio Chat are going to get plenty of interviews from your hottest, anointed, most popping praise worship. I'm giving God all the glory, gospel artists all over the world. Like I say, Last Call is going to be there. So many others are going to be there. And you're going to see Dr. Gina with them there in Las Vegas, March the 20th. I'll be there March the 23rd through the 26th, I believe. But anyway.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. And I want to thank all of y'all for helping me make my Instagram pop. I'll see y'all. Keep it coming.
That's right.
Keep it coming. Gina R. Prince at Gina R. Prince on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and The Keys Against the Enemy. Y'all, if you haven't gotten your book at The Keys Against the Enemy, get your book. If you have not gotten the Health and Soul Fitness DVD, you know summer's coming. Got to get that body right. Get in shape. Get off the medication pills and start getting that body right. I'm talking all ages. You need to go on Health and Soul on Facebook as well. And on myhealthandsoul.com and check out all of that. Anyway, it's been a lovely show. Thank you, Gina G. I love you, sister.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for having me every week.
Every week, faithfully. I love it. Love you. We got to have you. Listen, I know today's show was full of encouragement. I can say that motivation. I love the interview with Last Call. I hope the message that God put on my heart to share with you about you and your transition and your wholeness and what God wants to do in your life. I hope and pray that it blessed you, encouraged you, that you're not alone, and also that God's got your back. And that the words of your testimony will set so many people free. So, you know, just trust the process and trust who God has around you and allow yourself to be free to go through a process and not hold yourself bound. Also, I love the message, which was right on time, about keep your clothes on. Okay.
That's right.
What she say was, I was in agreement. I ain't shocked. I'm glad she said it. I'm glad she said it, because it went right on in to Stell's spoken word, encouraging the men, you know, that you are something special, that you are powerful, that God, that you are amazing. So you keep your clothes on too. And just overall, the trending topics, Black Panther, if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. Pray for our president. Make sure that, you know, when we time to vote for the laws to change, go vote. Go and vote. You want guns out, vote. If you want prayer in the school, vote. If you want, just, you know, pray and just vote. That's what you got to do. Get out and vote. And of course, Gina G, she's got her schedule. Go check her out there where she's at. Follow her on Instagram at Gina G2Funny. All right, you guys, this has been an amazing show. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you never know who's going to be joining us live right here Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend and tune in, y'all. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.